وعليكم السلام.
الحمد لله كان كل منا تاني
شيء.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسول الكريم ما بعد. All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and salutations upon His most beloved, our Master, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, in this program, marks the beginning of our Hajj series, a six-part series which has been prepared and planned for the Hujjaj in order for them to prepare themselves and plan themselves for this great journey of Hajj, a journey of a lifetime. For indeed, if a person plans, prepares, then only will a person get the true benefit of this lifetime journey of that the person is on. So today's program, inshallah, we Marwan Kaji will address us on the virtues of Hajj, the introduction of Hajj. Thereafter, inshallah, I will explain after this program the upcoming programs that will take place. An explanation will be given to those programs, inshallah. So we will start now, inshallah, with the program. If one needs to go for another program, just to let everyone know that the bathrooms are open for the men. If you go out the door around the AstroTurf, towards the end of the AstroTurf on the left hand side is the bathrooms. And for the ladies, if you exit, the first right down the corridor, and the bathrooms are towards the end of the corridor. Also at the back, there is a snack station, so please feel free to help yourselves. You don't need permission, and you don't need to be accredited as well. So without permission, please have. JazakAllah khair. Ma'ad wa'an kaji,
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. The entire Hajj, from the beginning to the ending, is related to a Nabi of Allah. Who knows the Nabi? Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was unique in one quality. Who knows that quality? Sacrifice. So if you remember this, then from the beginning you will understand no longer the word Hajj. You will understand the word sacrifice. So when you are going to be booking your package, then normally you will always look at what's the most expensive package or the cheaper package. And which hotel, and you'll ask the person, is this hotel comfortable, that hotel comfortable, how far is it? And there is nothing wrong with looking for comfort. But if in the back of your mind the word sacrifice is there and that comes to the front of your mind, you will understand that no matter how much arrangements your agent will try to make, somewhere along the line Allah will break all his plans just so that you can sacrifice. Because you made the intention to sacrifice. Got this? When you said, I'm going for Hajj, you actually said, I'm going to sacrifice for Allah. So even if everything is planned that there's no sacrifice, Allah's system will break all the plans to make you sacrifice. When the chance to sacrifice comes, some people get so upset, that you will ask them, what did you come here for then? You came here to sacrifice. It just happened that from the beginning of the journey, everything was going so well, that they forgot I need to sacrifice. Right at the ending, last day at the airport, something happens. And you will see someone lose his temper. He just goes wild. You will tell him, you forgot why you came. Why Allah wanted a person to sacrifice? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's life starts with sacrifice. And at the ending, when Allah Ta'ala says, indeed we took him through the trials. Indeed we took him through the trials. Ibrahim alayhi salam's quality, his laqab, his title. Who knows the title of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Khalil. Khalil means not a friend, a very, very special friend. In the normal world, your child is special. You don't like to see your child suffer. In the normal world, who you are close to, you do not like to see any exam, any trial. In the system of Almighty Allah, the one who is closer to Allah, Allah loves that one to go through some exam. It's a unique thing. Why do you want me to be tested? Because after the test is results. After the test is results. Man normally doesn't like tests. And Allah Tabarakala has certain positions written for man that without a test you cannot get that position. وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ Almighty Allah says, Ibrahim alayhi salam, we put him through exam after exam after exam after exam. And he passed so brilliantly in every exam. قَالَ إِنِّي جَاعِلُكَ لِلنَّاسِ إِمَامًا It was then where we said to him, we have now made you the Imam of mankind. Allah. Now he was told, he asked, Allah, what about my children? So we are now going to take ourselves on this journey. The journey of Hajj is the journey of Ibrahim alayhi salam. From day one till the day we return, it's exam. And the man who can fulfill this exam in a wonderful manner. That's why even if you make one Hajj is not one sacrifice. One Hajj could be all the sacrifices of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. All. Although not on the level that he managed, on our level, baby level. At the end of one Hajj, Allah can make an announcement. Inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. That now your life has changed. You sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice. Now can you ever go back to evil? When you sacrifice so much for me, I've made you the imam now. Now go back to your locality, go back to your family. Then your dua will be, Allah, what about my children? قَالَ وَمِن ذُرِّيَّتِي Then the answer is that there is no guarantee all your children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, just because of you, all of them will enter into Jannah. There's no guarantee. But you make dua for them and we will see what happens with them. They also have to be ready to sacrifice. What is the sacrifice? Ibrahim alayhi salam's life starts where he finds an environment around him which he does not like. Our life till this time in life, especially if it's your first Hajj, we have to say, I'm like Ibrahim. I looked at the area around me and I said, this is not why I was created. Yeah, I'm not seeing anyone saying, Allah, Allah. I'm not seeing anyone saying, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik. Yeah, I see business. I see the world. I see entertainment. I'm also in it. But now I'm going for Hajj. My Hajj starts with this year that I start feeling a little bit alien to the area around me. That this is not why Allah sent me here. Just to live and die. There's something else in my life. What is it? So I start feeling alien. I start questioning customs around me. Why is my family so modern? Why am I so modern? Why do we remember Allah so little and we remember the world so much? If I have to go in the grave, will the angels really be happy with my answers or they won't be? I start feeling alien to the culture around me and say, this is not Ibrahim alayhi salam's beginning was that. Our beginning of Hajj has to be the same. We'll have to make a life of Ibrahim and that's called our Hajj. It starts before the journey, right? Before. Ibrahim alayhi salam changed his mind and the people around him were not too happy about it. It was the first sacrifice Ibrahim alayhi salam had to make, a sacrifice from his home, from his parents, from the luxury of the house. First sacrifice of Hajj me and you have to make is the sacrifice from the luxury of the house. Sacrifice from your parents, sacrifice from your brothers and sisters, sacrifice from people who you're so comfortable with. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves alone, not knowing what's going to happen in front, but not bothered. He says one word, I am going towards my Allah. I am going towards my Allah. If that's our word at the beginning of Hajj, then you won't stress too much. Because on the journey, if anything happens, it will be said, my Allah wanted it to happen. It's part of the journey towards Him. If anything happens on the journey, it will be said, my Allah wanted it to happen. It's part of the journey towards Him. Why did He want it to happen? There's a king, and he says to the three people interested in marrying his daughter, the princess, because when you get the princess and the king got no son, you're going to become the next king. You're not getting a girl, you're getting an entire kingdom. But he only got one daughter and everyone wants that daughter. So then he says to the three princes who are after his daughter, they right in front in the line, everybody else has lost out. Three of them. That okay, travel to meet me. Travel. All three of them, they see the princess in front, behind the princess is the kingdom. So what they think? The journey is going to be easy. If the journey is going to be easy, everyone will marry the princess. Everyone. The king himself says to his own people, make the journey hard. I want to see who manages the journey. For that one is the one deserving of my daughter deserving of my kingdom. As that prince is coming, people will attack him, he'll have to fight them off. He will find traps, he has to go through it. There will be water, he has to cross it. On the way, if he starts getting irritated, then the king will say, this person really doesn't want my daughter. He just wants to come and see my kingdom. But the one who carries on with one purpose in his mind, that at the end of the journey is a princess, and behind the princess is a kingdom, that one who makes the Hajj, and in his mind is, at the end of the journey is the happiness of my Allah, and behind that happiness is the kingdom of my Allah, then difficulty that comes in the journey from the beginning till the ending will be fought with like how a prince fights it. Every time you survive one, you smile and you're ready for the next. We have entered a world of such luxury. People in the past when going for Hajj had to go by land. They never knew if they're going to reach alive. There was so much of dua at the beginning. So much of expectations of difficulty. Today the Hajj went the opposite way. There's hardly any dua at the beginning. And no expectation of difficulty. The word Hajj today has become known as I'm going for a journey. Rather, it's supposed to be I am making a unique sacrifice towards my Allah. Inni muhajirun ila Rabbi, I'm making a hijrah to my Allah. Ibrahim alayhi salam had to go, he had to go alone. As he comes to the place called Egypt, he was making hijrah to Allah. Allah did not want to bring. Allah not supposed to, in our terms, bring anything difficult. Jibreel alayhi salam supposed to come down. You my beloved, come with me. I'll take you quickly to the land. It doesn't happen that. The journey becomes harder. His sacrifice to his Allah, the exam starts. He reaches Egypt. What we will call the Sinai area. Because he reached Iraq. If you understand how a map works, we're not speaking of our Egypt. Where Egypt is moving on the road towards what we will call Syria, and then coming towards Hijaz, that place is called the Sinai area. That's where we talk today of Gaza. So the king of Egypt controlled Egypt, and he controlled that entire area till the tip of the Gulf of Aqaba. After the Gulf of Aqaba, going upwards, you come to the lands of Sham. And going down, you come to the lands of Hijaz. Moving towards the right, you come to Iraq. So Ibrahim alayhi salam is leaving Iraq. He will be moving. He passes Hijaz. And now going towards Sham, you have to pass this area, which is known as the Sinai area. So the Egyptian king has control over this. So he has to pass by his territory to get over into the lands of Sham. So a little bit. The Egyptian king controls that land, carrying on to the left, going all the way to Egypt. The chance of the king being right on the right hand side is so small. He's not supposed to be there. He got so much of land. When Allah wants to test his servant, the king lands up there. The king lands up right there where he's not supposed to be. Right there. And this king had a unique desire for any pretty girl. Any pretty girl must be his. Ibrahim alayhi salam was blessed with a wife who was on the heights of beauty. He's not supposed to catch Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's not supposed to happen. Allah says it will happen. Exam. What an exam this is. The exam of your wife's honor being taken, your life being taken. What an exam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is caught. The guards look at his wife. The king, had it been far away, nobody would have bothered. Had Allah wanted, he wouldn't have caught him. Just like how we say Musa alayhi salam. Had Allah wanted, Allah would have let him be born in the year that no boy was being killed. But Allah did not want. So when your exam comes on the journey of Hajj, remember Ibrahim alayhi salam's exam started as soon as he left. And had Allah wanted, he would not have tested him. He brought the test. He brought the test. So if you get tested right at the airport, don't say already the problem started. You rather say already the exam of Ibrahim started. It's not a problem. In the journey of Hajj, examinations are not a problem. Many people think Hajj is when I reach the Kaaba and it ends with Arafah. That's not called a journey. That's not called a journey of sacrifice. By the Kaaba to Arafah, there's hardly any difficulty. The difficulty is after Arafah, and the journey, the difficulty is towards the Kaaba. From Kaaba to Arafah, there you see everyone high in dua, high in fever. Everything's happening. Make sabr, don't worry, we're here. Problem is going, there's no sabr, and coming back, there's no sabr. A journey to Allah, it starts before he reached the Mubarak lands. He was going to Sham. Before he reached Sham, he got caught in Egypt. The king had to be there. The guard said, I wonder if the king would like to see this girl. They say to Ibrahim alayhi salam, who are you to her? Already he knows about the king. If he has to say a husband, immediately they'll kill him. Kill him. Because if you're the husband, the king wants your wife. He says, this is my sister. But he says to his wife, exam. He says, turn to Allah. There's nothing I can do. He is on the musalla. She starts turning towards Allah. On the journey, when difficulty comes, don't complain, turn to Allah. You will see miracles. Don't complain, turn to Allah. You will see miracles. The du'as when difficulty come can be more valuable than your du'as in Arafah. The du'as when difficulty comes on the journey can be more valuable than the du'as of Arafah. How? The king takes her in. He is turning to Allah. She is turning to Allah. The king moves towards her. She says, Allah, protect me. The king is gripped with paralysis. He can't move. He looks at her. Are you a witch? Are you a witch? He cannot move. He can't call any guard. He doesn't look right. He's trying to approach this woman. He says, have you done something to me? Let it off the spell. I'll let you go. She looks away. The king's hands become loose. His legs become loose. He wonders what happened. He says, it must be something that just gripped me. He goes towards her again. He's a king. And again she looks towards Allah. Allah. And he gets gripped. Ibrahim alayhi salam is in dua. She's in dua. The king gets gripped. He says, are you some sahira? It's you. It's you. She herself knows it's not her, it's Allah. Then he becomes loose when he promises. A third time he moves towards her. He says, I promise you, I promise you. Let me go, let me go. Now he understands that if he's going to get gripped after this a fourth time, he's not going to come out. So he says to her, just get out of this room. But she's extremely beautiful. Just get out. Then he's worried. What if when she leaves, she makes one more spell on him? So to make sure she doesn't make a spell, one of the slaves that he had just taken in recent time, because it's Egypt, he's in charge of the whole Egypt. So fighting against a certain tribe, he had taken his princess as his slave. Her name is Hajar. She's also a princess, an Egyptian princess. To make sure Sarah does not make a spell on him, he says, I'll give you this girl, take this girl, take this girl. But just leave me alone. Why I'm mentioning this, I want you to understand the barakah of dua at the time of difficulty during the journey. Hajar comes to Sarah. Sarah gives Hajar over to Ibrahim alayhi salam, saying, I have not given you a child. Maybe you will get a child from this woman. From the belly of Hajar comes Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. From the progeny of Ismail comes Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The entire silsila of the greatest nubuwa comes from dua made during the difficulty on the journey to the Holy Land. So this comes from dua made during the difficulty on the journey to the Holy Land. Hajar came not when they reached Sham. Hajar came when they were stuck with difficulty. If you get stuck at the airport, when everyone else is complaining, take out munajat e maqbool and say, this is the time for dua. This is the time for dua. Somehow they're going to still get you, but people become very impatient. Why? Everyone thinks Hajj starts when I see the Kaaba. So people only start making dua there. Hajj starts when you leave your house. There your kitab can be. There your kitab can be. But that's when people are normally taking pictures, sending messages, we are now, we are now. That's when you can normally put your phone off and say, my journey has started now. I'm on the way, I'm making dua. I'm at the airport, I'm making dua. There's a delay in the aeroplane. My journey of Ibrahim has started. Every day they say, never missed on time, always on time. Today the aeroplane is not on time. Today the aeroplane is not. My friend is going for Hajj. Someone dies in the aeroplane. Just because of one man dying, they have to land. One man passes away in the aeroplane. The entire system has to go haywire. They have to land. The bags reach one place. The aeroplane will reach another place. He reaches Medina Munawwara, but there's no bags. You're sitting with your one pair of clothing, waiting for your bags. Someone will say, why would that man have to die in that aeroplane? Why? We're returning from Hajj. A woman is not well in the aeroplane. She's not well. They say, please wait, she's not well. One man, he's just finished Hajj. He stands up and he starts saying, if she's not well, get her out of the aeroplane. Why must we all go through difficulty because of her? Somebody else says to him that, have some mercy, a woman is not well. You can't just grab her and say, get out. Give us some time. It was an issue of half an hour. Half an hour. Maybe he was going to miss his next flight, also, connecting flight. But had he remembered this, had he been taught this, that auntie never got sick, and that the aeroplane was not delayed, and perhaps you're not going to miss your connecting flight, except because Allah wanted one more sacrifice from you. Then he would have just looked at it and said, Subhanallah, I thought the journey is over. My Allah got one more exam. Remember, bikalimatin, Ibrahim alayhi salam, every exam finished. He never said, I think it's over. He was ready for the next. Exam number one, he had to leave his house. He left it. Then things become easy. He reaches the lands of Sham. Allah blesses him with a child from Hajar. How lovely. Then things become difficult. Sarah is feeling a little upset that Ibrahim alayhi salam got a child from Hajar. I'm not giving him a child, it's a natural. Happiness comes, another exam comes. You just reach now and then again. You're traveling, it's enjoyable. You said, I never knew the flight will be so easy. Things are going well. Just when things are going well, the second exam must come. Must come. You might reach the airport. Everyone's passport is right. One person's passport, something's wrong. Sir, are you with anyone? Yes, with this group. Can you all wait there? One person's. Again, someone will get upset. You're tired. And someone will remember. Just when things are going easy, Allah brings the second exam. Why? If ever you went to someone who's a trainer, you want to train, you want to lose that fat that you could never lose yourself. Number one, what you do with the trainer, you have to pay a lot money. When you go for Hajj, what you do, you have to pay a lot money. But when you go to the trainer, do you think I'm paying him a lot so the training is easy? You're paying a lot so the training is not easy. But when he trains you, he makes you work and then he stops for a break. When you stop for the break, if you really think now it's going to be easier, it's not going to be. It's breaking because the next is coming. When on the journey things are going well, be ready for the next exam. This is Hajj. And on every exam, you can get more than you can get in your du'as of Arafah. That's why this topic that was given, relationship to Ibrahim a.s. You're making a hijrah like what he made. And you will get what he got. Ja'iluka linnasi imama. Sarah is a little upset. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he says, Allah wants you to take your son Ismail. He just got a son. He's so happy with the son. You will take your son and the mother of son and leave them in the lands of Hijaz. The sacrifice from a child. Many a person makes Hajj just after a child is born. That child is 1 year old, 2 year old. Hardest thing is at the airport. That mother, that father is looking at that baby. Forget the baby missing the parents. We notice the parents miss the baby more. Because the baby is a baby, it doesn't know why it cries. It doesn't know. So it cries, where's mommy? And then someone shows it a stock sweet, finish. Then it's sucking the stock sweet, sleeps away. But you tell the mother, here's one stock sweet. Think the work is going to get done. Husband tells the wife, stop worrying about him. It's okay. She'll shout him, whole journey they'll fight. That you think it's so easy. Think of Ismail alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Here the mother knows she'll most likely see her child alive when she returns. Ibrahim alayhi salam doesn't know if he'll ever see his child Ismail alive when he comes back. When you have to sacrifice from your beloved, understand it only happened because Allah wanted me to be like Ibrahim. I'll have to sacrifice from my child when I don't want to. That is the journey of Hajj. But the barakah of sacrifice on the journey is when he left Ismail alayhi salam in a place where there was no water and he was happy to make the sacrifice. Then we all know after that comes Zamzam. After that day comes the Kaaba. After that day comes the Deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What it was, sacrifice brings all good. But with sacrifice, a sacrifice towards the land. So you will sacrifice when? Before you reach Arafah. Long before. You sacrificing at the airport. At the airport when you will have to leave your child. And you will feel a tear coming down. At that time, make dua like how Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua. Because when Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves Ismail alayhi salam and Sarah, and now he is told, turn around and walk. He doesn't know why. So as he's walking, they can't see him. He acted very brave in front of them, very brave. But when he turns around, you think he's not crying. When you will see your child, you won't cry. Very brave. When you will have to turn around, you'll start crying. When the tear comes, instead of crying with no dua, cry with dua. Ibrahim alayhi salam turns. As he turns, he looks towards Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ اجْعَلْ هَذَا بَلَدًا آمِنًا. Allah Tabarakallah says, remember, when Ibrahim alayhi salam made his dua, when he made it at this time. He turned, the tear came down, he looked away. And then he looked in front and he said, Allah, I'm going to ask you for things which no one thought possible. This is a barren land. I'm asking you, can you make it a city of peace? What a dua. This is a land where nothing is. Allah, I ask you, can you bring the fruits of the world to this land? He made dua at a time for things which no one thought possible. At a time where normally no one makes dua. Allah Ta'ala says, remember. Because when you will feel sad on sacrificing, at that time when the cheer comes down, make du'as for what people think impossible. And you will see the impossible becomes possible. This is not the du'as of Arafat. This is the du'as on the journey, because every sacrifice is a time of a new du'a. Ibrahim alayhi salam's sacrifice of your comfort of the house, you making it. Sacrifice of your child, your beloved, you will definitely be in some way making it. Thereafter comes, on a journey, it's not easy because you haven't got a place to settle down. You haven't got a place to rest. You start getting dirty. You start getting hot. You want to change your clothing. You're just feeling upset. That is what is called put on your ihram. Ihram was never meant to be easy. Even if the man say, I'm buying that ihram, which is very easy. Ihram is not easy. The laws of ihram are not easy. The concentration during ihram is not easy. Again, you will feel uncomfortable in your ihram. Sometimes if you're not used to hajj, you will start getting a rash at a place where it's very, very shy to tell anyone. It's really paining at the moment. Any difficulty on this journey will find reward by Allah, that we all know. But at the time of difficulty, take out your munajat-e maqbool again and start making dua. Because duas, when any exam will take place, those duas are going to give results in the future which you can never imagine. Never imagine. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, now after a while, he is told, you really sacrificed from your son. Very good. Now we want you to go visit your son. Go visit your son. And when he comes to visit that lovely son, Allah Ta'ala says, we would like you to sacrifice the son also. We would like you to sacrifice. You just thought one exam is finished and another one started. On the journey now, you might even reach the hotel. And that hotel from the outside looks so good. And you just want to sleep. That's the hardest exam. And now the agent goes inside and you just see him taking very long at the counter, which means, for us it means he never do his work properly. Now for me and you it means my Allah has set the time for the next exam. Now he comes back and he says there's a problem. Some people will say inna lillah, which means swearing word. That's what inna lillah. And for another person, it is inna lillah, that we belong to Allah. That if he wants something, who's going to fight about it? See the two different inna lillah. One is a swearing inna lillah. Give me my money back. I want my money back. And another person is just quiet. Just quiet. Not because they used to exam, but because they have expected it from the beginning. When it comes, it's like Allah said to Ibrahim, how you like your child? Everything's going well. Yes, okay, slaughter the child. Just when it's going well, the exam gets harder. It was hard to leave the child. Harder to now put a knife by the throat of the child. You just thought the aeroplane was difficult. You just reached there, now they're telling you, sorry, you'll get your room after 3 hours more. 4 hours more. Relax. Because it's only one journey of sacrifice. There's no need to swear. There's no need to get angry. You can sleep if you want to anywhere. And if you don't want to, you can sleep nowhere. You can enter a room and you say, I don't like the bed. And if you want to, you can manage to sleep in the lobby also. They got a musalla. That agent is arguing for the room. You say, me, I'm going to go read namaz. Everyone says, wow, you're not going to go read namaz. You say, there's a carpet there. So you go there, you take your mattress, you put it back, your one pillow, you sleep. You sleep through the exam happy instead of fighting for the exam sad. Learn this on the journey. When the exam comes, sleep away. Sleep away. Make dua, read Quran and sleep. When you sleep, hours will go and the exam will get sorted out. They're telling you there's a delay. The flight has been delayed another 5 hours. Don't go and sit there by the room, up and down, looking at the board. Tell the agent, tell your friend, tell someone. When the thing is happening, come call me. Where I'm going? I'm going to make dua, read namaz and sleep. Finish. Because your journey has started. You don't have to be in Arafah. You already in Arafah. So do and rest, do and rest, do and rest. Hajj is not Kaaba to Arafah. Hajj is the journey from leaving your home till the time you return. On every occasion when the test comes, dua, Quran, turn to Allah for law things. Make all your duas and go sleep. Then you wake up, then you make wuzu, then you make a message. Anything happening, nothing happening, doesn't matter. I got law dua still to make. I have to finish munajat and maqbool. You are going to get there somehow or the other. Some people say we reached Muzdalifah 11 o'clock. Some people say we reached 12 o'clock. Some say 1 o'clock. We say what difference it makes what time you reach, because when you reach here, there's still nothing to do. So from the beginning, start making dua instead of waiting to reach here and make dua. We were in the bus. One person started complaining, are we going to get there? I'm going to get there. I told that person, see, when you're going to get there, there's no chair to sit on. Now in the bus, you got a chair. Enjoy the chair of the bus and sleep. Because when you get there, there's nothing there. Then he just went quiet. I said, enjoy the journey to Muzdalifah. Because if you get there and there's only half an hour left, you'll make Lord Shukar. That in half an hour, I look for my pebbles. Hey, it's done. I said, you want to get there 12 o'clock early, then what? So don't worry about reaching anywhere in Hajj. Wherever you are under the gaze of Allah. You don't have to reach anywhere. And everyone is going in the same journey. Ibrahim alayhi salam could have made the journey to Sham and back in a day. Allah wanted him to take time. Exam after exam after exam, but in every exam he made dua. And the world today sees the results of that dua. Comes the time now he had to put the knife on the throat of his child. And Allah Ta'ala said, that work is done. When you will make your Hajj, you will also make the sacrifice, not of a child, but you will have to make what is called your Qurbani. There will have to be an Udhiyah. Because we Musafirs, normally we don't have to make it, but we will have to make something called the sacrifice of Tamattu. That because in one journey you are making both Hajj and Umrah, so you should make a Tamattu, so that will happen that side. But because nowadays we won't be most likely Musafir, so always try and make a Qurbani this side. Leave one animal this side, leave because Hajj got to do with that sacrifice. Most of us won't go to Mina, so you're not going to see the animal being slaughtered. Most that will happen is when you see the price of your journey, it's expensive. And then the agent says, and a little bit more money. And you say, what? Because one person's wife, now the last few days came, and because she was now not in a state to make her tawaf, the tawaf of ziyarah. So there's masail that you will do later on, and you learn it on the journey. A lot of things you learn. Some people learn how to swear on the journey. Some people learn how to say, what? What? So his wife now, she wasn't reading, and then she couldn't make that tawaf ziyarah, and he had booked an early return. A lot of people say, as soon as it's done, come back. We also tell people, as soon as it's done, book to come back, because after that people start losing sabr. We're not the real Ibrahim, we're like quarter Ibrahims, one-tenth Ibrahim. Once the journey is finished, we say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said also, when you go on a journey, then as soon as your work is done, go quickly home. فَلْيُعَجِّلْ, go quickly home. Because man can't manage after the work is done. But too close, or the wife is not reading. So he phones the mufti says this way, that way. But you know, in the ending, there is one way. That you phone and you tell them, slaughter a camel. Like, slaughter a camel and this happened, that happened, right? You say, okay, you find out the masala if ever it happens. I'm just explaining to you the what. So my friend is there and the man phones and says, can you organize, what's the price That word. Okay, I'll get back to you. Now remember, when you go for Hajj, lot people take lot money at the beginning, lot money. But that money, they don't use it to sacrifice for Hajj. They use it to sacrifice for cloaks, abayas. Every time you go in the shop, the prices, the husband says, yeah, don't worry, buy for auntie, buy for auntie, buy for auntie, and the money is going. That's not called money for Allah. Remember that. That's called hadiah. Now comes the time when the man has to make money for Allah. He phones, what's the price of a camel? Okay, I'll get back to you. Chuk, 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 chuk. Okay. It's going to be, as we know, riyal to rand doesn't look very good. So when you say the sound of the riyal is so many thousands, the man immediately starts calculating, and what comes out? Instead of inna lillah, what? What? Well, what else are you going to do now? What else? Be ready for an inna lillah right till the ending. But not a swearing inna lillah. When the exam comes, it must come with a smile. That even now my Allah tested me. I'll give you an example. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahimullah, he says when we left India for Pakistan, to save the wealth of us, my wife's, our gold, they knew at the borders they're going to take it away. So someone gave the idea, make your gold into jewelry so the woman can wear it. So then at the borders they won't take it away. Whatever's in the bag they're going to check up. Whatever wealth they find they're going to take. All the gold is made into jewelry. Jewelry is worn. As he's leaving his house, he says, Allah, let my heart not be in that which I'm leaving behind. What a dua he made. 1 year later, he's in Pakistan. Things are not going very well. They need money. This is the exam. When now you haven't got. And you were trusting that one money. Because now you're at the end of your journey. But you know in that bag, you left that one more envelope. One more envelope. It's that last amount. And now you go look for it. And it's not there. If you are ready for the exam till the ending, you will just smile and say, Allah, I thought it's finished. Never mind, one more. If you're not ready, you will swear your wife. Then she'll swear you. Then you'll tell her, but I told you. And she'll tell you, you always lose everything. And then you'll tell her, and you like this. And then you spoil the whole Hajj. Because of that final exam that came from Allah. One more exam. 1 year later, he now tells his wife, let's sell the jewelry. You go to the jeweler. You're already expecting, okay, I'll sell so much jewelry, so much jewelry. As he's putting the jewelry in front, the jeweler is looking shocked. He asks, what's the problem? He says, this is all fake. This is all fake. Meaning the man in India did them down. At that moment, he said, I smiled. That I told Allah, let my heart not be in that which I'm leaving behind. Let your heart not be in that what you're taking. Be ready for an exam right till the day you return, and you will smile on every exam. And at that moment, you'll make another dua. Then there'll be no fight. There'll be no argument. But when people are not ready to be Ibrahim on this journey, they want to go for 5-star. So it is a 5-star Hajj, definitely, 4-star, 3-star. But no agent can guarantee you he can fight against the system of Allah. Allah can make things go haywire that even the government says, we don't know what happened this year. We put everything in order and again it went haywire. Allah's system. Hajj comes with sacrifice. For some people from the beginning till the end, for some people less. There's going to be an exam. The one who's ready for it will come back and said, I expected much more difficulty. Hardly it came. The one who thought no difficulty, he'll come back with complaints. Worst thing when you return from Hajj, to complain about the exam. Worst thing. Because the exam did not come from the government. It came from Almighty Allah. You said, I'm going for the princess. What a prince you will be who returns after that. And from day one you start complaining. The king did this on the way. The king did that. This was the problem. That king will say, you know what, you made the journey, you're still not getting my daughter. It seems you are not ready at all. You're only complaining. Come back from the journey with no complaint. Even on the last day you open your bag. Some friends of ours reached the airport. Amazing hajjis. They say learn to travel light. So many people, they do go light. But when they come back heavy. So much they buy, so much they buy. One thing they forget to buy, a scale. So they don't weigh their bags before reaching the airport. Now when you reach the airport, you are overweight. Overweight. Sometimes I tell the person, it would have worked out cheaper for you to open your bag and to take out some of those cloaks and give it to the people working in the airport as hadiah, instead of paying that amount you paid for overweight. But they pay and they pay. A certain friend, he knew he is overweight. So online you can do a lot of things. You buy your extra baggage before time. Now I'm sorted out. But it never go through. The payment went through, it never registered. He reaches the counter, he made the payment, it hasn't registered. So sorry, sir. Maybe you made the payment, maybe you'll get your refund when you go home. But it's not yet on our system. Okay, so how much must I pay? What? Here the what comes. Again, Allah can make that whole system fail. Your online failed, your system failed, your plans failed. At that time he smiled again. He smiled. In the ending he said, what? That last money must also go, because Allah wanted that last money also. Allah wanted it. It's a journey of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ibrahim alayhi salam is now told, let's build the Kaaba. Let's put it up. You might think that's the best job in the world. Let's build the Kaaba. For Ibrahim alayhi salam, it wasn't easy at all. Because it's not he can phone a couple of workers and say, come here quickly and help me build. It's he and his son, rock after rock, from the mountains bring. He's strong, Ismail alayhi salam is strong, but two people rolling rocks from so far. You might think if they told me, build a Kaaba, it's not easy at all. That's why the dua he made after he built the Kaaba, Allah Ta'ala said, Wa'idh. Remember when Ibrahim alayhi salam put up the Kaaba. What duas he made at that time? At that time he made dua for the coming of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because that exam was, what a tiring exam. What a tiring exam. During your hajj now, you're going to come to the time where you are going to be tired to the limit. It's hot. It's hot. Arafat, I told you, is nothing hard. In Arafat, everyone is in their high. Many people go so high in Arafah, they forget that after Arafah is still the 10th, 11th, 12th, where there's more work on the 10th, 11th and 12th than in Arafah. So they reach Arafah, they say, I'm not sleeping, I'm on a high. Say, where are you? I'm going walking to Arafah. Mubarak, Allah, enjoy your walk. But remember, you will have to walk also afterwards. If you're ready for the walk afterwards, walk before. If you don't know how to walk, remember after Arafah, there's Lord walking by force. Here you got a choice. But everyone, I'm going for the walk. I'm going for the walk. Go for the walk. But make sure you know how to walk afterwards. Because afterwards, amazing Allah makes his system. Amazing. Arafah is the easy one. The tent. The agent says the bus will reach here. We will meet the bus. Bichara, bus don't come. One guard you need who just says, so the bus carry on. And the bus can't do nothing. Why? Not the guard. Almighty Allah said, this servant of mine must walk. Now the walk starts. Where I'm going, just carry on. As you're going, carrying on. As you're going, carry on. Remember they told us, the bus is around the corner. There's no corner coming. Because every time the poor bus driver stopped, another guard said, carry on. Everyone is upset. You carrying, one person was carrying water. Because they told him, when you're going to reach there, at least everyone needs water. To carry water to the bus is easy. But now there's no bus. He got so fed up after that. He's carrying water. He saw some other people thirsty. He said, you'll want water. The whole Jamaat came, here, water, water, water. He gave them all the water. Why must I carry water? You must be able to let go of stress. Somehow or the other, you have to laugh it off. Or, as Ibrahim alayhi salam is walking with Jibreel alayhi salam, and they're going to the place to leave Ismail alayhi salam. On every spot, Ibrahim alayhi salam says, can we stop here? And Jibreel alayhi salam says, carry on. So when you tell the person, is it here? And he says, no, just go further. Then think of your journey with Ibrahim alayhi salam and Jibreel alayhi salam. Is it here? No, 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 just a little further. Just a little further. Just a little further. Again, you'll smile. My Allah wanted Ibrahim to walk. My Allah wants me to walk. Take the sacrifice with a smile because Allah wants it. And in everything, Allah is going to give. And always Allah said, and remember when He made dua. So make dua on it and make dua as soon as it finishes. So you're going. After the 10th, they'll send you to Makkah. Lord work, you pelted the Jamara. You're still on a high. You pelted the Jamara. Then they tell you, from here now you must go. You must finish your rituals. You'll cut your hair. You will make tawaf. You're on a high, but you just managed. Now you phone home. You say, Hajj is finished. Hajj is not finished. The work is only starting. The pelting of the Jamara perhaps is the hardest that you can ever do. Shaitan, we always hated him. But even to pelt him, he made it hard. That walk to pelt Shaitan is not an easy walk. And the best thing is they got a bus that's supposed to take you where you need to go. Because it's a long walk. And the worst is when you see that bus there and the guard says, sorry, we're closing the bus. Start walking. And now you start walking step by step. Back is breaking. At that time, look around you. You'll see you walking alone. Someone's pushing someone in the wheelchair. Going towards pelting the Jamara, my friend sees somebody pushing his wife or his mother in the wheelchair. My friend says, this is my Jannah. He goes there quickly. He says, uncle, let me push. Uncle is too happy. You want Jannah? Take Jannah. He starts pushing. We walking. He starts perspiring. He's strong. He got strength. But in that journey, in that tunnel, perspiration, in that heat, pushing. I told somebody else, you go and help him. That person went and put his hand on his back like, I'll push your back. You carry on pushing. I mean, go push. He's not pushing. A man is perspiring. As he's pushing, he can't manage anymore. He looks for the husband or the son or whoever. He says, yeah, you can take your mother back. Like, take back. Uncle took. He has to push. The next day, we walk in with my friend. I see somebody else. Somebody else pushing someone in the wheelchair. I say to my friend, there's your Jannah. He said, no, I bought Jannah yesterday. Who's going to go push? When you see that man pushing, understand Allah wanted an exam. You got an easy exam, but everyone will have to walk. It doesn't end with Arafah. The exam can carry on. We saw exams at the airport returning. We saw exam right by South Africa. Some people got tested when they left the South African airport returning home. The exam ends when you reach home. Allah tabarak ta'ala let this one message that I gave you. You will have to do a lot of things during the journey and at the end of the journey. Each thing will be difficult, but Hajj, we started the lecture, is Ibrahim alayhi salam. And Ibrahim alayhi salam is sacrifice. So Hajj means sacrifice. What level of sacrifice? وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Remember when Allah tested His beloved with many exams. How many we will get, we don't know. But there will be. فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. He managed everyone with a smile. Me and you, Allah grant us the ability. On our journeys to Allah, manage the exam with a smile. No swearing, no arguing. Being ready to make khidmah of somebody else. Things go against you, go wrong. People want to complain, say no. This is why Allah wanted it. The agent got no hand in it. This is my Allah wanted it. The hotel got no hand in it. This is my Allah wanted. The government got no hand in it. I came to sacrifice for my Allah. He brought the exam. These are just tools. These are just tools. You're leaving the hotel. You worked out your time. We're going to reach the station, the train station at this time. Everything is well. Put it on Google. It only takes 20 minutes to the station. The taxi just leaves. As he leaves, he bangs another car. Bang. That man jumps out, this man jumps out, they swearing each other, swearing. You looking at your clock, they are getting late. You telling the person, quickly I need, can I take out my bags? He says, just wait, you need your bags out. You can't find, everything goes haywire. You're stressing, you're pushing, you finally reach the train station and they tell you 3 minutes late. You start swearing your wife, I told you we're supposed to leave early, everything. One man says, Ma Allah never wanted me to get this train. That's why. That man who can smile from the beginning till the ending in his exam and make dua on every exam, he is when he returns the Ibrahim. And for him Allah will say, Inni ja'iluka lin-nasi imama. I am now ready to make you a leader for the people. Because you know what is sacrifice for Allah. You controlled yourself, you smiled, you had sabr, and in sabr one gets Allah. Then you will worry about your children, the people around you when you come back. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, we'll give you in your children, you need children. And there will be others also who will have to do what they have to do. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.